Let's take a look at the roads now on 1450 WHTC.
Jan Musen from DeBride Seed Company caught me off guard yapping. I got to check traffic. Thanks a lot, Jan.
Oops, sorry.
We've got a northbound traffic situation on 196. They're being diverted off onto the Blue Star Highway at exit 41 in Saugatuck, north of Saugatuck. It's closed, basically what I'm trying to say. Northbound 196 till 10 a.m. this morning.
Ooh.
They were removing a semi from the median. Yeah, that's a big situation. Rollover crash, Ottawa Beach Road near Division Avenue in Park Township. Watch for strobes, and a tow truck is there as well. Single vehicle crash on Blue Star Highway on US 31. It's near the junction of Holland. Also, we've got two-car crash blocking all of Butternut Drive at James Street on Holland's north side. That's a bad situation. You drove on Butternut. It's pretty bad right
Came
now.
Came through there this morning, and it was nasty. It was basically blocking the whole thing. There were a couple tow trucks, but the cops had not gotten there quite yet. So
you take Butternut Drive. I would imagine they're probably in the cleanup, but that is a mesh on Butternut Drive.
I would go up 136, folks, instead of taking Butternut. Just avoid the whole area.
That's good advice. We also have a disabled vehicle on James Street near Beeline Road. That's on Holland's north side as well. So I guess the biggest piece of advice, even on a day like today when there's no snow falling, take it slow. It's super cold outside, and you never know if there's going to be ice patches on the road, especially on your bridges, and as I always say, on the overpasses. Time to take a look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Today we'll see cloudy skies, high of 14 today. Tonight, the clouds will remain overhead, but we'll dip down around zero, a low of 3. It'll be super cold this evening. Tomorrow we'll see snow develop during our afternoon commute with a high of 21. Thursday, we've got a chance to warm up to a balmy 28. Right now it's 9 degrees in Holland, it's 7 in Zeeland, and it's also 9 in Hamilton. You can get Holland's hometown forecast at any time, that's 24 hours a day, on our website, WHTC.com. And something else that goes around 24 hours a day, and that's the birds eating feed. They always need to eat. And here to talk more about that and, of course, about roof melt, Jan Newsom from DeBryan Seed Company is here. Jan, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Got through the traffic on Butternut Drive.
Yeah, that is a successful day. We can pack this one in,
yes.
Go home and take a nap, which is something I try to do every single day.
The roads are a lot slipperier than you think they are, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks around the side of the road are really tall, so just be careful for those people that are just trying to peek around those
snowbanks. Well, it's amazing because you'll drive, especially down 31 near, you know, all the mall and stuff, and you'll be driving on either side like, well, I can't see that semi that just passed on the other side of the road because the bank is so high.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
So keep that in mind, folks. And all of that is on our roofs right now and causing a huge problem. And they're getting these ice dams on the roof. And actually, it's starting to back up, and people, I cannot tell you how many people have come in and said, it's dripping in my kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, living room, wherever.
And there's your problem.
And, and it's your roof, folks. It's an ice dam, and they're caused, you know, after we've got a heavy snowfall, and you've got improper ventilation in the attic. And what happens is the attic air right underneath the roof is warmer than the air above it, so that snowfall gets on the roof, and that's really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that warmer air coming through the roof, and that starts to melt some of that stuff. And then it starts to freeze again because it's colder on the outside.
Right.
And then you got an ice jam. We do have, you know, the major thing is to get the proper ventilation and the proper insulation in the attic. But that's probably not doable right at this point in time. So the ice melt is one of your products you're going to be up there, you know, putting down or throwing up on the roof.
Yeah, you have the hockey puck stuff that you can throw up.
We've
got
the hockey pucks, yes. And I called to make sure this morning we still had, because end of the day yesterday, it was going so fast.
Really?
And I knew we were getting some more in, but he was going to pick them up at 7 a.m. this morning, and we still had some. So we do have them, the hockey pucks. You have to put them on there. And one hockey puck will do about a square foot. But you remember, it didn't take 2 minutes to make it, so it's going to take a little while to get rid of these ice jams. So you can throw them up there. You can also use calcium chloride.
Really?
And we do have that, bags of calcium chloride.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do with that is you put it like in a leg of a pantyhose and make a
okay.
I know this sounds really strange. It's in make a nice tube of it.
Okay. Like a giant sausage of calcium. Okay,
and you put that up on your roof, and that will actually melt underneath it, and it makes this nice little channel so the water can just,
kind of flows down
right through. Gotcha. Okay, if you don't have pantyhose, or if you don't want to risk the ire of your wife by using her good pantyhose, what you can do is just take one of those thin paper bags and fill that with calcium chloride and toss that up on the roof, and the water will... It will get wet, and it will make that bag decompose, and that will also do the same thing kind of as a hockey puck. So,
yeah, because I would imagine it's not a good idea to climb on the roof and try to shovel it off.
No, no. just remember, the cold weather makes these shingles really, really brittle.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go up there with a roof rake or a broom or something and try get the snow off, make sure you go with the shingles. Don't go against it. They're basically going to say, just the layperson, don't go up there and walk on
the roof. Well, too, not only that, but you're going to slip and fall off like a slide.
Yes. I was at the orthopedic doctor for a checkup last week, and it was so busy from people that had fallen.
Oh, fancy that. Of course it is.
Yeah, I'm like, why are there so many people in this waiting room? And
I saw a video the other night on Facebook of this news reporter interviewing this couple who was running outside in like a snowstorm, and like, aren't you worried about falling? And it was no, we'll be fine. And so they finished the interview, and the reporter goes back to do her sign off, and the camera picks them up running in the background. The girl just bites it, just falls straight down on her face.
Most runners just have those little cleats that you put on the bottom of your shoes and helps you walk. And yeah, okay. Be careful out there. And if you're going to walk on the roof that's got ice on it, you're nuts. Leave that to the professionals. And also another word of caution, if you are going to try, use the roof rake to get the ice or the snow off the roof, which you probably should get some of it off so you can get these hockey pucks and stuff up there.
I was going to say, it seems like we're throwing needles into a haystack.
Yeah,
but
you're going to need to do the whole roof. Because if you just take it like from halfway up and go down, you're going to cause an ice jam further up on the roof.
Oh, fantastic. Let's exacerbate the problem.
Yes, let's just make the problem even worse. So unless you've got a flat roof, pitched roofs usually can take the weight of the snow. So I guess you need to get that ice off there. Otherwise, you're just going to have all kinds of problems inside.
Let's leave all that nasty stuff out there. Coming inside, planting things indoors, and you said this before we went on, that this is the perfect time to start doing it.
Yes, this is it. February is the time you start your tomatoes, and a lot of your flowers should be started by now. If you want to do pansies, they should be in the ground now. I started my petunias, which actually is a little bit on the late side. I know the greenhouse growers have probably already got them in, but I started mine yesterday. And a lot of the flowers need to be started early.
Yeah.
So if you want to start some flowers just for fun or just to, you know, spend less money this spring on buying plants, it's a great, great thing to do. I'm actually using one. It's called a germination station.
Okay.
And it's just, it looks like a flat with a cover on it, and it's got a little heated bottom. So it keeps because petunias need 80-degree soil temperature.
Really?
So it keeps the soil nice and warm, and a lot of flowers do need that. So it keeps the soil nice and warm. The little top keeps the water right in there, and it's an easy way to get things growing. But, I mean, if you don't want that, if you just want to do a couple herbs, that's even fun, like on your windowsill. We do have, like, a little heating mat to go on your windowsill, because when it's 0 degrees out, that windowsill is not the warmest.
No, so that's usually the colder places in the house.
Yes, but you do want that light. So, you know, you could just put this heating mat right down there and put some pots there and put your herbs right there.
There you go.
You know, herbs do extremely well inside. Some of them do extremely well inside.
What are some plants that we see successfully grow inside more than others?
A lot of the herbs, like parsley, cilantro does well inside. Dill is not one of your better ones. Oregano, thyme, they do extremely well indoors. And, you know, if you want, you can take it outdoors later on. I usually start some sort of flowers inside. Pansies do well for a while inside. Some things I wouldn't recommend the layperson to do inside, only because they... Like flowering cabbage, which you could never find in the spring, and flowering kale, and everybody likes it because it's different. It attracts white flies and insects.
Oh, okay.
So I would so just prefer you just not, don't bother with
so
that.
So if you're going to buy it, you got to buy a Venus flytrap to go with it.
Yes, buy a Venus flytrap to go with it. But those sorts of things are just kind of fun to do. If you want to do leeks this year just for something fun, they're such a long day thing. They really need to be started indoors right now,
okay,
too. But they're an easy thing to start indoors. You know, a south-facing window and some dirt are what you need for that. It doesn't have to be too complicated. Tomatoes, again, not that hard to do. Just
right.
Need more time than others.
We're speaking with Jan Musin from DeBryan Seed Company. This is the Garden Party here at 1450 WHTC. And I would imagine, too, that growing these herbs is a lot cheaper than going out and buying the fresh herbs.
If you go to the grocery store, that little tiny package of basil, which is another one that goes extremely well in diet, is like $4 or $5.
Jeez. We got a caller on the line with us right now. You got a question for Jan right now?
Good morning, Jan. Look, if the sunshine is coming out in Grand Rapids, maybe it'll come over to Holland.
All right.
Hope so. Please, please send it over.
Okay. Listen, I was wondering about, I have a geranium plant that I kept inside since last year when
sure.
I took it in, and wondering if there's anything special I need to do to make it flower for, I'd like some flowers inside.
Oh, okay. And what does it look like right now? Is it still pretty?
It's real healthy looking. I mean, it's just got a lot of green on it. You know, I just don't see any buds anywhere.
Okay. So. I would start cutting it back.
Okay.
If it's, I don't know, 12 inches tall, you know, cut it back
yes.
to a good half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
right.
that'll force it to get a little bushier, and it will force it to start sending out some buds.
Okay. And so should I be fertilizing it still right now, or as I haven't really been doing that, I've just been giving it water. But
good. And I would start doing a real weak solution of fertilizer now.
Okay. Okay.
Trim it back. Start with a weak fertilizer solution. If you're mixing it with water, the fertilizer.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Start with a weak one, and then in another month, kind of increase that a little bit, and that should just kind of really make it just take off. And if you've got sun,
no, we don't have any of that in our house.
But a south-facing window would be perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stick it over there. All right. For when the sun does come out for a little bit, so.
Yeah. Yeah. You All know, right. it's just light, you know, even just daylight, it does help.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much.
You're
Both of
welcome.
You. Good day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for the call. Appreciate it. You know, and another thing, too, I wanted to ask you, when the snow eventually does melt, because it hopefully we do eventually get out of this winter, and the snow will melt.
It will.
Are we going to have a problem with all that water melting into the garden, or is that going to help the garden?
Thinking it's going to take a while for the soil to warm up.
Yeah, I'm thinking that all that water is just going to rush the nutrients out of the soil. Is that true, or am I a little too worried about it?
Hopefully it goes down to the water table. That's
okay.
what we're hoping. Hopefully it will be just a nice gentle thaw that it will just sink right down once the soil is thawed out. I'm hoping.
Hoping.
But I think it's going to be one of those springs where it's going to take a while for the soil to warm up enough to even plant anything outdoors. So we're going to have to be really, really patient.
Of course, everybody here
spring,
in town has their fingers crossed for tulip time. So hopefully by then.
I think by tulip time, it should be perfect for the tulips, unless all of a sudden it gets unseasonably warm. But with this kind of winter and...
Yeah, well, they're predicting a colder summer, so...
Yeah, and I can see that because we've got Lake Michigan out there.
Yeah, that has something to do with it.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold spring. Yes.
Yeah. Jan Musin from DeBryan Seed Company, oh boy, is with us for the garden party. We got less than a minute, Jan. Anything else you wanted to mention going on at DeBryan Seeds?
Oh, the birds. The guys are well over 30 tons of bird seed that they have mixed so far this year. And right now, this week, the cardinal bird seed is on sale. I think it's $9.98 for a 20-pound bag. That's saving $3 a bag. That's a great deal. Feed those birds. They're hungry out there. I go through a ton of bird seed alone. So it's kind of fun to watch them. I feel sorry for them out there.
Yeah, it's so cold. Give them some food.
Give them some food. And water is always nice, too. If you can somehow get some water out to them, they would appreciate that, too. And, you know, that's always, when you're backyard is the busy backyard with all the birds in it. When the spring migrants start coming through,
mm-hmm.
your backyard will be the one where they are.
And that's exactly what we want. So
that's what, yeah. So we want to see those rosebreasted grosbeaks and all the warblers coming all through, because right. they're the really pretty birds.
Jan Musen from DeBride Seed Company. This is the Garden Party. Thank you so much, Jan.
Oh, it's been fun.